You're with SBS Radio.
Charisse Adair is an Australian-Irish Filipino law and media student. She started to get in touch with her Filipino background by learning Tagalog and starting up this Facebook page called Tagalog Tuesdays. Hi, Charisse. So let's begin, Charisse. Tagalog Tuesdays. This is the Facebook page that you created. So what is the reason behind it?
So in my second year of university, I think it was 2016, I had to create a digital project for one of my classes, so I decided to combine my Filipino heritage with my Australian background and create some YouTube videos where I introduce Filipino foods and activities to my friends here in Australia and get their reactions to it. So I also created the Facebook page to like complement that and update people regularly on the posts and the videos. So, the Facebook page just goes with the YouTube channel.
So this Tagalog Tuesdays, it more of like pertains to that YouTube channel as well, where you get to make your friends try Filipino foods, right?
Yeah. So I have a couple of my friends, Keaton and Riley, and try lots of foods together, including like balut, all the desserts. Like, it's very good.
Did you also, in a way, use that name because you kind of like want to learn about the Tagalog language?
Yeah, so I really started to try to learn Tagalog in my second year at uni, and then decided to make the video series to kind of help with that. I would try and post a video every Tuesday that kind of related to Tagalog in some way, because I am better at Bisaya, so I just kind of wanted to learn. And I thought that was a good way. That's why it's called Tagalog Tuesdays.
Okay. So how long have you been learning Tagalog? Because you told me that you're better speaking Bisaya, right? But how long have you been learning Tagalog?
I think I've always kind of tried to be learning Tagalog, because when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time in Cebu City with my mom. She would take me over there maybe like 2 or 3 months every year or every second year. So I spent a lot of time in Cebu City and watched a lot of like Filipino TV growing up, like Pangako Sayo, Game Calabar, and Wow Wowie. I had to kind of try and understand what they were saying, and because I was really young, I kind of understood the gist of what they were saying. But more recently, I think I've tried to properly learn it through like online resources and a textbook since about 2016.
That's very interesting, because not everyone who's like has a Filipino blood would love, you know, to learn the Filipino language, but you're working so hard learning it.
Yeah, well, I try. It's just so my mom and my sisters know Tagalog, and my brother-in-law was born in Manila, so I try and listen and try and learn from what they're saying. But I'm also very interested in like political media in the Philippines, so it's nice to understand Tagalog to really understand what they're saying in like speeches and digital media kind of stuff as well.
Charisse, were you the one who took the initiative to study the language, or did mom or dad influence you?
I think I really like wanted to learn because of like the political media stuff. I really wanted to know about that. So I kind of like took it upon myself to go and find the resources. But my mom knows Tagalog, so she kind of like just speaks it when she's with my brother-in-law, and I just kind of listen and understand and always kind of want to know what they're talking about as well.
So what sort of metaphor can you use in terms of your learning of Tagalog? Is it easy, like, you know, learning how to drive?
And
it's not easy. Okay.
No, I think I'd probably equate it to maybe walking a tightrope, because it is pretty difficult at first, because I know Bisaya and like English, and so I understand some Tagalog, but I never really learned it out of a textbook. I kind of just got it from watching TV and kind of understanding the feelings that people were expressing. So it is difficult, and like it's a bit wobbly sometimes, but I think if you really try hard enough and like immerse yourself in the environment and practice, like you should be able to do it fluently.
So what have you been doing lately to improve your Tagalog?
Well, I just came back from the Philippines last month, actually. So I was there for 3 weeks and went to go spend some time with some people over there and like learn Tagalog with them, and also watch some like live Filipino TV. So we went to go watch It's Showtime and kind of, you know, try and understand what was going on. And it wasn't too bad. I got the gist of most of it, so that was good. It was like a real test.
Okay, so it's really good as well to have this face-to-face conversation with someone
course,
who speaks Tagalog, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's not easy, and you may be able to learn it from, like, straight out of a book or the internet, but if you really, really wanted to, like, be in touch with Filipino culture and everything, it's best to go seek it out, like, go hang out with other Filipino people, eat the food, you know, go visit the Philippines.
What would be your favorite Tagalog words?
So I like anything that's food related. So lumpia, adobo, like lechon. Mm-hmm. I love hilaw na manga.
Hilaw na manga, okay.
And bagoong, that's my favorite thing ever. Everyone makes fun of me for it, but that's my favorite food. And leche flan and all that. But I think my favorite Filipino, Tagalog word is kilig. I think there's a word in English that matches that. It's mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. Like, you can, like, I know the feeling. Like, I think everyone knows the feeling, but you can't. There's not really a word in English that describes it perfectly like kilig does.
Cherise, what would be the most interesting thing that you learned about studying Tagalog that you want to share to our listeners?
Yeah, I think if you're trying to study Tagalog, it's not as easy as learning it straight from a book. You really have to embrace every part of, like, the Filipino lifestyle and culture, get to know other people, listen to other people's stories, go try every single Filipino dish that you can, visit the country, and then I think you'll get, like, a really good understanding of what it means to be Filipino.
Because you're talking a lot about, you know, Filipino foods. Do you cook as well? Do you cook any of the foods that you present in YouTube?
So my mom and my brother-in-law do a lot of the cooking.
Okay.
They're very good, very good chefs. So I usually just, like, appreciate the food more than I cook it.
What's your most favorite, Therese?
My favorite, I love lechon for fiestas.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite, but I think it'd be green mango or humba, but I think humba is a Cebuano dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like slow-cooked pork.
Ah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Why is it important that a person who came from a mixed-race background and has a Filipino blood learn to embrace the Philippine culture and its language?
The Filipino culture is, like, so rich, and the people are so warm, and they're, like, always loving and caring. So mm-hmm. it's, like, a really good atmosphere to be a part of.
And okay.
Like, it's a very loving community of people, and everyone treats you like family. They always make sure that you've eaten. So if you ever go to a party, they'll be like, have you eaten yet? And make sure you have a lot of food. So it's like, to not embrace the culture and language, I think, is really missing out on, like, a huge opportunity to discover yourself and also to listen to the amazing stories from other Filipinos. Domestic Filipinos in Australia, and also people in the Philippines as well.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.